This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, friends, to episode 23 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your gardener as we prune and cut your mental garden's growth. All facts and reports are 100% genuine and true. So let's see now if we can find out why you keep getting all this crabgrass from this week's Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro News.
Dwellers of an apartment building in the city of Tula, central Russia, were horrified to learn of a discovery made in one of the apartments. The mummified body of a tenant was found in a sitting position in the kitchen of his apartment. The tenant had been dead for 6 years. No sooner had the police stepped into a typical Khrushchev-era tiny apartment that they became aware of a pungent and putrid smell. A mummified body in a plaid shirt was seated at a kitchen table. The brownish parchment-like skin covering the mummy's dried-up bones, an empty vodka bottle, and a glass sat on a dusty table nearby. One of the policemen found a stack of newspapers from the living room. All the newspapers dated back to February of the year 2000. A neighbor was brought in to help identify the body, who finally recognized him to be Vladimir Lednev, age 68, who had vanished without a trace 6 years ago. The grisly discovery was made by workers of a housing management office as they were making their rounds in the apartments of those who owed large sums of money in unpaid utility bills. A 12-year-old girl's account on her MySpace page led to her father and stepmother's arrest yesterday on child abuse charges, Maryland State Police said. The girl, who lives in Florida, wrote on the internet site that the couple had given her cocaine and marijuana several times while she was visiting them over the holidays at their home in Kent County. State Police Sergeant Russell Newell said that when the girl returned home, her mother grew suspicious about what had happened during their visit. She then read her daughter's account on MySpace and confronted her about it, who confirmed what she had written. The couple were charged with 2 counts of child abuse and 1 count of contributing to the delinquency conditions of a minor. In Rockville, Maryland, sex counselors have come under fire for a sex education exercise during which up to 100 teenage students chewed on and passed around a piece of chewing gum to illustrate the dangers of catching STDs. School officials say the Rockville Pregnancy Counseling Center will not be asked back again. Researchers at the University of California at Berkeley said women who sniffed a chemical found in male sweat experienced elevated levels of an important hormone, along with higher sexual arousal and faster heart rates. The study, published in the Journal of Neuroscience this week, represents the first direct evidence that people secrete a scent that influences the hormones of the opposite sex. It really tells us that a lot of things can be triggered by smelling sweat, said Claire Wyart, who led the study. The researchers measured levels of the hormone cortisol in the saliva of 48 female heterosexual undergraduates at Berkeley after the women took 20 sniffs from a jar of the sweat chemical. A comparison sniff of baking yeast did not trigger any effects at all. Sue Rogers will never be without her dead dogs and cat after having a diamond ring made from their ashes. She paid £3,200, which is approximately $8,000, for the ring made from carbon, extracted from the ashes of her pet Lucky, an old English sheepdog, a golden retriever cross named Sam, and a tomcat called Patch. "I am delighted with my ring, as it means I can have my pets with me at all times now," Rogers said. "My animals meant the world to me, and even though they are gone, they are still with me. It's a beautiful ring and such a brilliant idea." A small amount of carbon from each set of the pet's ashes were heated to temperatures of 3,200 degrees Celsius to help make a rough diamond. The stone was then polished and certified before being set into a gold band.
Bizarro Holiday.
Your monthly observances for March include the American Red Cross Month, Honor Society Awareness Month, International Ideas Month, International Listening Awareness Month, International Mirth Month, Irish American Heritage Month, and Learn Russian Month. Your weekly observances for March are the 1st through the 7th, it's National Ghost Writers Week, National Write a Letter of Appreciation Week, Return the Borrowed Books Week, Universal Human Beings Week. Your daily calendar of events include on the 1st, it's Beer Day, Peace Corps Birthday, Pig Day, Plan a Solo Vacation Day, Refired, Not Retired Day, World Book Day. On the 2nd, it's NEA's Read Across America Day, World Day of Prayer, Sherlock Holmes Day. On the 3rd, it's I Want You to Be Happy Day, National Anthem Day, St. Pirin's Day, What If Cats and Dogs Had Opposable Thumbs Day. On the 4th, it's Benjamin Harrison Day, Healing from the Inside Out Day, International Scrapbooking Industry Day, March 4th, Do Something Day, Namesake Day, Old Inauguration Day. On the 5th, it's Fun Facts About Names Day. On the 6th, it's Peace Corps Day, Unique Names Day. On the 7th, it's Learn What Your Name Means Day, National Be Heard Day.
Bizarro Facts.
The Angel Falls in Venezuela are nearly 20 times taller than Niagara Falls. Minus 40 degrees Celsius is exactly the same as minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Canada is the only country not to win a gold medal in the Summer Olympic Games while hosting the event. Construction workers' hard hats were first invented and used in the building of the Hoover Dam in the year 1933. The brown mitosis bats, when born, are equivalent to a woman giving birth to a 30-pound baby. The Amazon is the world's largest river. It's 3,890 miles, or 6,259 kilometers long. An average orange falls just as fast as a skydiver. It's hard to catch in free fall because the burble of disturbed air around the jumper pushes the orange away. If you keep a goldfish in a dark room, it will eventually turn white. The town of Calma, Chile in the Atacama Desert has never had any rain. If you're going to eat fast food, the odds are 2 out of 5 you will buy it at McDonald's, 1 out of 5 you will choose Burger King, and 1 out of 10 for Hardee's or Wendy's. A single sausage measuring 5,917 feet or 1,804 meters in length was cooked in Barcelona, Spain on September 22nd, 1986. The Volkswagen was originally called the Strength Through Joy Wagon. There is a church in Spain that allows worshipers to make donations via a credit card terminal. A snail can sleep for up to 3 years. The people of France eat more cheese than any other country in the world. The most common name in Italy is Mario Rossi. Many hamsters only blink one eye at a time. The Eiffel Tower in France varies in height depending on the temperatures, sometimes by as much as 6 inches. Well, friends, that's going to wrap up episode 23 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. We certainly hope you enjoyed yourself, and we'll come back next week. In the meantime, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.